Welcome to Killer Crawl Space. This is episode 30. This will be the sixth episode of the six victims I covered this week. And like I said, next episode, which will be tomorrow, we'll kind of tie it all in together. But this episode's about Barbara Ann Barnes. But Barbara was born August 12th, 1982 in Steubenville, Ohio. She was in the 8th grade and was reported to be very soft-spoken, and she'd done very well in school. In 1989, she would lose her father from being shot. She would never talk to anyone about her father's death. Then came December 7th, 1995, and it would be reported by another student that Barbara was walking to school. He would state he saw her walking in front of him at the intersection of Brady Circle and Ridge Avenue, but he had got distracted, and the next time he looked in her direction, she was gone. Her mom had missed phone calls from school to let her know that Barbara was not at school. Her mom would not realize she was gone until after 3 p.m., and she would state that she usually comes home from after school. But a statewide search would follow. Local news crews would search wooded areas, riverbanks, and places all in the area. Nothing would be found, but her family kept hope she'd return. On February 22, 1996, surveyors near Clinton, Pennsylvania would find a young girl's body. Someone had dug a shallow grave in a creek bed. One of the surveyors had went down the hill to get one last look at the stake when he would find a part of the body exposed. The body would be determined to be Barbara. It would be reported the cause of death was from strangulation. She had also been raped. Her body would be discovered within 1.5 miles of a farm owned by her uncle. The investigators took soil samples from shovels found on his property, but they did not match the soil from the creek bed. Her uncle would be given a lie detector test, and it stated that he failed badly, but those results can't be brought into court of evidence. An assistant superintendent of the school district asked a question that makes me wonder on this case. He said, if it was a stranger who picked her up, did she struggle? Why didn't anybody see it? I mentioned earlier about the student who'd seen her in front of him, but after he got distracted, she would be gone. Once he looked back in her direction, my questions are this. How long before he looked back in her direction? So basically, how long was he distracted for? Would that be enough time for a stranger to get her into a vehicle or just pick her up and take off with her down the street? That would just say that she was, you know, the stranger that picked her up was walking, or whoever picked her up was walking just grabbed her. But would she have yelled if she was grabbed from the streets? What if it wasn't a stranger? And that's why it seems she disappeared so easily, because she knew the individual and hopped in the vehicle before anyone would notice. Or maybe some people did notice, but they knew the individual as well, so they didn't think on it. And, you know, to really take notice that she got in a vehicle with somebody they knew. But if it was a stranger, it's a pretty bold move to pick up a child in broad daylight. And the assistant superintendent also made another interesting point. Why go way out into the woods in another state and bury her? Whatever happened, that person felt he had to dispose of the body in a way that didn't come back to Steubenville. So the question is, who killed Barbara?